How often do we talk on this program about politicians being held accountable? But more importantly, during an election campaign, they seem to be able to say whatever they like as part of the campaign advertising. And there's a fantastic article printed online today in The Guardian that lists a whole bunch of mistruths that have been sprouted by various politicians throughout the course of this campaign. But what about if they could be sued for false advertising like the rest of us can? Should there be some sort of body set up to keep an eye on what our politicians tell us as they try to get elected? Martin Algie's a specialist negotiator and contract lawyer with MIA Contract Lawyers. He thinks we should have something like this in place and joins us now. Martin, geez, have you opened up a can of worms today?
Yeah, it appears so.
Tell me, how do you see this working?
Well, I suppose one way I see it not working is politicians, parties and anyone else issuing proceedings against other politicians during a campaign. That would be impossible. They would be in court the entire time seeking injunctions as soon as anyone opened their mouth. So we have to avoid that.
Yeah, okay. So
politics has to work.
Yeah. So you can't have them calling each other out.
No.
Yeah, right.
And so what I am proposing is a body. And it could be the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, which is the body that currently has authority for truth in advertising,
yep.
So against businesses. So they're well versed in doing this. And my proposal is that after the election, that they would look at the advertising, the claims that were made during the election, and hold politicians accountable on exactly the same standard as the ACCC holds business accountable for its advertising.
Okay, so talk us through the mechanics of that. Let's say, for instance, Scott Morrison says everybody's going to get a $500 a year tax cut. Come the day after the election or a week or 3 weeks later, sorry, we can't get it through the parliament. Your tax break's not coming now. What would this body or the ACCC or whoever it's going to be do then?
It's an interesting example. Broken promises may or may not be misleading. Let's see if we can find something a bit clearer.
Okay.
It's only on, it's against one side of politics, and forgive me for doing that, but there are examples on both. The most recent one is the billboard featuring Bill Shorten saying that he does not support Adani going forward.
Right.
Now, that's misleading, and this is classic advertising. This is misleading because they have doctored the photograph, they've cropped it, and they are suggesting by cropping it that Bill Shorten is standing there with a Stop Adani sign. In fact, what happened was that a protester came on stage and thrust this flag in his hand and was standing next to him holding it.
Right.
And it was the protester who was cropped out of it.
Okay.
So what they are suggesting and what's misleading is the incorrect suggestion. They're suggesting that very recently Bill Shorten has said Adani's not going forward. But that's misleading because that's not his position. And they're using advertising to create that impression.
Martin, I guess the big question is that how do political ads escape the truth in advertising rules that we already have in place for other types of advertising? Is there a separate set of rules for political ads at the moment?
There is a very, very basic rule about ads. And I'm not talking about codes of conduct that television stations have and the like, but I'm talking about laws.
Mm.
There is section 329 of the Commonwealth Electoral Act, and it says that you must not engage in misleading and deceptive conduct in regard to elections, but it's very much hampered, it's pretty well neutered, by the fact that it goes on to say that you must not do it in connection with the casting of a vote. And what that's been held to mean is that you must be misleading people about who they're voting for, the actual person.
Right, okay.
Or whether they're a candidate. So it's useless.
So, okay, given that the people that would have to enact the laws that you're talking about are the very people we're talking about, how could this possibly ever happen?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, of course, and it's been tried before. There was a 2002 bill that failed. So the question is, how do we do it? There can be some incentive for an opposition to support this type of law, particularly if the other side of politics is caught out on a fair number of porkies. They could say, we're different, we will back this. So there's a possibility there. But otherwise, it's a groundswell. Now, the fact that we're on radio talking about it is a starting point.
Yep.
The articles that are appearing, more and more of this may very well increase pressure. Pressure from the public can achieve all sorts of things.
How do you, I guess where I see an issue with this, and it might be a simple fix, you're the expert, is that, take the Labor Party as a classic example of this. They won't run the attack ads themselves. They'll get the union movement to do it. The Liberal Party might get, the Employers Federation to run
yep.
ads on their, not so much on their behalf, but they'll, it'll be at arm's length.
Yeah, but they're behind it.
Well, whether they're not they're behind it or not, it still is misleading. But it's not the political parties themselves that are doing it. Could you extend these laws to make sure that these other groups were involved as well?
No doubt at all. And this is exactly the same as businesses engaging in misleading and deceptive conduct in their advertising. Others who are in and around the conduct, whether it be managing directors or advertising agencies, for yeah. instance, they are held liable if they are knowingly concerned in or if they counsel or procure that same conduct.
So a business can't go to, that's an interesting point. So a business can't go to an advertising agency and say, we want you to run ads saying we can cure cancer, but a political party can go to an advertising agency and say, we want you to run an ad saying that our opposition eats babies.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you asked the question before, why doesn't the law extend to politicians? Because the laws against misleading advertising are limited by the constitutional powers of the Commonwealth. And those laws apply only to conduct in trade or commerce. And politics is not in trade or commerce.
Mm.
And that's why the Competition Act, which is where the truth in advertising laws are, that's why it doesn't apply to politicians.
Well, look, I hope your campaign works, Martin, because this is something has been a bugbear of mine for years, and let's hope that at some point down the maybe not in our lifetime, but someday it happens. Martin, great to speak to you this evening.
Thanks very much.
That's Martin Algie. He's a specialist negotiator and contract lawyer from MIA Contract Lawyers. What do you think? Is this a good move? Should we do it? 13:27:10. This is Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.